Hell Yes Life, episode 25. Welcome to the Hell Yes Life podcast, the show that helps you come alive so you can live a hell yes life. I'm your host, Norman Bell. Hey there, Hell Yes Lifers. Welcome to another episode of the Hell Yes Life podcast. I am excited to be here. And today is a special episode. It is my first edition of what I have decided to call Freeform Friday. It's freaking me out. Freeform Friday, I was just journaling the other day, and I have been having an amazing time interviewing amazing people for the Hell Yes Life podcast. I hope you've been enjoying the interviews I've been doing. But as I was journaling, I was saying, I really love interviewing other people, but I also want to get my message out there, whatever that message may be. I love public speaking, and this is an avenue for public speaking. And so I just want to get myself out there. And yet, I don't have a lot of time, right? I'll bet you don't either. People are pressed for time, whatever they're doing, right? Busy, busy, busy. We're all busy. I am, I think I've mentioned it before. I still have a day job. I have family responsibilities. I have all kinds of other things on my plate. And, I can't let the podcast kind of take over my whole life. So I've got to slot it into the rest of my schedule. And in some ways, that's an advantage, right? And here's why. So one of the things that I wanted to bring up as part of this Freeform Friday. Well, let me back up just a second. I want to say that here's the parameters for Freeform Friday. I just set my timer for 10 minutes. You may have heard me talk about 10 minutes before. I like having the structure of 10 minutes to work with. Kind of keeps me on track versus just kind of floating around in space. So by the end of 10 minutes, I'll be looking to kind of wind things down here, right? So I don't mean to be going on for hours and hours. Just rambling. So that helps me keep focus. So these episodes will be about 10 minutes long. And by free form, I mean, I'm just going to talk, right? I've been wanting to do solo episodes, but I always have it in my mind like, oh, I'm going to talk about this topic and I need to prepare a lot for that and write it all out. And then I never get around to doing it. So I just don't have the time to do it. So I am challenging myself to just kind of put something out there. And so here we are, right? So here's my 10 minutes. I'm going to, I might edit if I really like stumble over my words here or, something crashes through the roof and, completely interrupts this episode. But otherwise, I'm just going to talk. And I'm just looking to kind of try to break down for myself as well, just kind of break down the walls of, like putting on an artifice a little bit, like, hey, I'm this radio personality or something. No, I'm sure that it's hard to completely take that away, like a stage personality or, putting something on a little bit to talk to people when you're in, talking in a public setting. But I'm looking to kind of, share a little bit more of like who I am and, get more comfortable with that and just kind of talking to you guys out there who are listening in a more quote unquote authentic way. Right. So, if you listen to the episode a few back with Robert Galinsky, he's a TEDx coach. And he works with people about, and a reality TV coach, right? So reality TV. And he talks to people about presenting your authentic self. And so that can be a real challenge, right? It's like, how do we just let ourselves be who we are, and put ourselves out there. And it's so easy to kind of put up an artifice, right? Kind of, hey, this is who I am. Well, here's who I am. I'm, as I mentioned, I think in, an early kind of check-in, I, you know, I'm living here in West Seattle and in Seattle, Washington. Great place to be. A little rainier than usual this year. Or either that, or it's kind of back to normal after 2 or 3 years of things being, a little drier and sunnier. You know, we live in a rented house. I think I've mentioned our carpet in the kitchen. I will let you guys know the day that we move into a place that does not have carpet in the kitchen. That'll be a big event for us. You know, I've been developing this podcast over the past few months. Things are definitely heading in the right direction. There's more people listening each month. There's more and more amazing guests that I've had a chance to speak to. For example, this week I was able to speak to three amazing people. I spoke with Dave Sanderson, who was a survivor on the Miracle on the Hudson flight. And I think you know that you probably are aware of what that is, the Miracle on the Hudson that landed on the Hudson River safely. And they made that movie with Tom Hanks, Sully. Well, this guy, Dave Sanderson, was on that flight. So I was able to interview him. And when that episode comes out, you'll be able to hear that amazing story about his firsthand account of that day and what happened afterwards. Another person I talked to just yesterday, Kathy O'Dowd, is the first woman to have ever climbed Mount Everest from both the north and south sides. So really amazing people I'm talking to. Again, that episode will be coming out in a few weeks. And you know, this podcast has been a great tool that, or you know, a means to be able to connect with amazing people, you know, people who are obviously living their hell yes lives. So I feel really grateful for that. But just to get back to the point that I was trying to make about compressed time, right? So I don't have a lot of time. You don't have a lot of time. But I've said this maybe once or twice before, this idea of compressed time equals crystallized ideas. Compressed time equals crystallized ideas. And also this idea of cutting to the chase, right? I was on a webinar a few weeks ago, and somebody talked about this. They mentioned this phrase, creative distraction, right? He said, you know, people like us, you know, he was talking to, it was for coaches. And he said, people like us, we're not procrastinators. We do things. We know how to do things. But sometimes we're busying ourselves with things that don't really matter because they're kind of keeping us away from the things we're afraid to do, but really need to do. Right. So I think that idea, and I've been, since I heard that, I've been questioning that for myself. Am I doing that? Am I, kind of busying myself with, you know, kind of creative distraction. Hey, I'm going to get myself all kind of tied up in this little project over here that really doesn't mean that much. It's a little bit safe. And it could be just a waste of time. You know, I certainly have done that in the past, as opposed to cutting to the chase. Let's get right to it. What is it that's really going to move the dial here? And that is maybe a little bit risky. So this very podcast that I'm doing right now is an example of that. Like, I was journaling the other day and I was like, well, I want to speak, you know, I want to do public speaking too. So I'm going to put this out here right now that I want to be a public speaker. I've mentioned that before as a part of my big vision. But just to take a step further out and putting it out there, if there's anybody out there listening who needs a public speaker, an inspirational speaker to talk about living a hell yes life, living a big life, coming alive. You know, I have great stories to tell. I can certainly share a lot of the lessons that I've learned from the Hell Yes Life podcast guests as well. Please let me know. Just go to the contact page on hellyeslife.com and send me a notice. I also have a speaking page on there, so you can check that out. And there's a little trailer video on there. So I'm just putting myself out there. Here's another thing is I am ready, willing, and able to do the footwork. I've been in Toastmasters for several years in the past, and I've competed in Toastmasters, and I've heard this numerous times, and I heard it again this week, that the next step after that, if you want to really kind of get going with public speaking, is to go out and do a numerous free public speaking engagements to just really get your your chops there and hone your message and so forth. And I did something like that a year ago. I did a speech that was kind of around this Hell Yes material and my Hell Yes story. And I was invited, it was actually at a Toastmasters group, but it was at the Merrill Gardens over in Kirkland, Washington. It was a senior center. And, I have to tell you, Hell Yes Lifers, I rocked the Merrill Gardens that night. There's probably about 25 people there, and they were pretty bored for most of the meeting, but I got up there and did my thing. And by the end, I could see a sparkle in a few people's eyes. And they were like, hell yes, hell yes. So I love doing that. I love doing this podcast, but I really love getting out there and doing live events as well. So like I said, I want to be mindful of my little 10-minute rule because I need to move on with my life, right? I've got my day job and everything else. So one other thing I wanted to mention, right? So I think that's my main idea for this is cut to the chase. Get to it. Is there anything like you're doing in your life that's like that, that you're kind of creatively distracting yourself from, right? You've got busying yourself with other things that don't matter. But here's the thing that would really move you forward, right? So maybe ask yourself that question. And then also, what little things can you do to insert some fun in your life? A little hell yes, a little hell yes throughout your day. So this, I've talked about in a recent episode, this is about, finding your creative, your big vision, but it's also about creating your hell yes day. Okay, so that's my 10 minutes. I'm going to give myself 2 more minutes to wrap up here. So your hell yes day, it's not just about the big thing. It's about how can you come alive on a daily basis? And here's just a couple things that I've been doing recently. I sing in the shower. So like going to take a shower is a one little 10-minute block that, I can put on my little, put on Spotify and put on some song that I haven't listened to since I was, a youth. The Cult Electric, that album is a big one for me and, numerous others, and rock out, just rock out in the shower. It's like, it's one of those places that it's acceptable, right? To just kind of rock out, and as soon as, for some reason, when you turn on the shower and sing, it's fine. So I would encourage you to sing in the shower. And also just go do fun things. What are those fun things that you used to do that you have let go of, but you want to incorporate back in your life? Well, one thing for me is going to concerts. Now, a friend of mine, Chris, hey there, Chris, if you happen to be listening, a couple years ago, and he's a big concert goer, and I hadn't gone to a concert in a long time. But he invited me to go see Rush. I don't know if you guys know the band Rush from Canada. Awesome, amazing live shows. And I'm not that into Rush, but I was like, okay, sure. And ended up going to that concert, had a great time. Going to a concert feels like a luxurious experience these days. So I've been to a few different concerts with him. I went to Paul McCartney. I mean, I never would have, like, I wasn't like, oh, I really need to see Paul McCartney, but he invited me to that. And that was an amazing concert. It was like, oh my God. It was like, oh my God, this is like a Beatles concert. This is amazing. And this weekend, okay, that's my 2 minutes. So I promise I'm wrapping up here. I'm going to see U2, and they're on their Joshua Tree tour. And, my wife is going and Chris and his wife and, really looking forward to that. I think it's going to be an amazing show. So I'll check in with you about that and let you know how it went. I just encourage you to think about things like that. Maybe as you're listening to this, maybe you're thinking, yeah, I really want to go to a concert too, or what is that thing that you've been you know, kind of leaving out of your life because, oh, I'm too old for that. Or, oh, that was when I did this, but those days are done, right? Well, you know, I just encourage you to incorporate fun back in your life. Okay. Well, that's about it for this Freeform Friday. I hope you enjoyed it. The Tuesday episodes will be solid. You know, every Tuesday for the rest of the year, at least, you'll be getting great interview episodes of the Hell Yes Life podcast. And then the Freeform Fridays will probably be a little more sporadic. And I've got a couple of other ideas I'll talk about in the coming weeks. But for now, let's go ahead and wrap up with a little Hell Yes. Ready? 1, 2, 3. Hell yes! All right, we'll see you next time. Thanks for joining me for this episode of the Hell Yes Life podcast. You can subscribe to the podcast on iTunes, Stitcher, or your favorite RSS feed. If you like the show, please leave a rating and review. And if you want to stay connected, visit hellyeslife.com and sign up for the e-newsletter and private Facebook group. Again, I'm Norman Bell. Thanks for joining me. Now let's get out there and live a Hell Yes life.